Hello. How's everybody doing tonight? Come on in. This is the binge coaching call. We do this every month. And I am Coach Betsy. We are going to have the amazing Coach Christy here with us in the chat. Change my name. I'm Coach Betsy. How's everybody in tonight? Make sure you can let me know you can hear me and all the things in the chat. Just say hi. Oh, good. Thank you, Christy. All right. Let's see. And Christy, I'll bring you up as a panelist. So you can help me answer questions if we have any, and save any that you think would be good for me. There we go. Okay, people are coming in now. Is everybody staying warm? Somebody has this shirt I'm representing today. I got the no BS look on today. So, all right, and we've already got somebody who's raising their hand for coaching. So let me kind of let y'all know how this is going to go tonight. So always do just like to do a little bit of teaching. Just on something that I've been reading about or learning about around binge eating. I like to say I am y'all's binge eating expert around here. That doesn't mean I know everything. That doesn't mean I can answer every single question, but I have a lot of experience with binge eating. I have a lot of experience reducing my binge eating. And I coach a lot of people around binge eating. So I know a lot. I know a lot. And I've been doing some studying kind of with an expert outside of No BS. And I really want to share with you all something that I've been learning from her that's really so complementary with what we talk about in the Trusting Your Body course, which for those of you all who have not gone through that course and but first off, if you are new, your first goal is always to complete the No BS weight loss course. But then I always just say, and Christy has put the link to the course in the chat. I really think that for a lot of members, it's everybody's a little bit different. But after that, after you finish the No BS weight loss course, for a lot of us, something like the self-love course or the trusting your body course is really helpful after that to really help you just to build safety with yourself, to just really learn to love yourself as you're losing weight. And so the trusting your body course is a really amazing resource that we have inside the membership. I'll probably be referring to it throughout the course. Okay. So I'm going to teach y'all a little something and then we will get to coaching. So Becky, if I see your hand raised, if you want to get coached, you raise that hand. You raised that hand right when we got on the call. So you will be first, but anyone else who's interested, Amy, I know I saw your comment in the chat. If you want to talk about your fears around binging again after not binging for a while, I feel you. It is a thing, definitely. It is a very normal thing to have fears of binging in the future. But a lot of times that has to do with because we are afraid that we're afraid of the judgment that comes with our choosing to binge. And I will talk about this until I am blue in the face and can't hoarse in the voice that the key with binging is to work on decreasing our shame and judgment around it. I always say, and I will say this forever, or maybe not forever, but I will say it right now because I believe it right now for myself, is that I may just binge every once in a while, and that's okay. It's not my goal to not ever binge again, because putting something kind of absolute like that, trying to believe something like that for my little brain is just a little bit too much. So it's just, it just doesn't feel right to me to say I will never binge again. So I just like to say that I may just binge every once in a while, and that's okay. I know it's just my brain trying to take care of me in the only way it knows how in the moment. And sometimes I may just choose to give in to that urge, and that is okay. And I can love myself fiercely through it and before and after it. And it's an amazing opportunity for me to love myself in the moment. So, all right. Becky, yes. She says she hit the wrong button. Do you turn on the camera? If you want to get coached, usually your camera is on, Becky. So, and I see your hand raised. So, if you want to get coached, just keep your hand raised. And anybody else who's interested in getting coached, or if y'all want to put a question in the Q&A, go right ahead. So, but I'll just be talking and then we'll get to some coaching. Okay. So, I've got my iPad here. And so last month, I talked some about the binge restrict cycle on the binge call last month. Y'all may want to review that at some point, but you don't definitely don't need it for what I'm about to talk about. So, a lot of binging is rooted in restricting something. And I'm going to talk about the three types of restriction, the three ways that we can restrict things or restrict ourselves. Just kind of the three ways that we restrict in our lives that can lead to a binge, because it's not just what you think about. It's just not what you it's not just like not letting yourself have an Oreo every once in a while. There's actually other types of restriction too. And what we know in our brain and our body is that the binge restrict cycle happens. So when we restrict, our body and our brain kind of goes into this mode of, okay, we're dying. We need to survive. We're not sure we're going to get enough food. And this is really when we're talking about kind of restricting food. So the next time that she has an opportunity to eat, let's be sure we get enough. Actually, let's get more than enough, because we don't know when she's going to take the food away again. So we see how the binge restrict cycle works over and over again. And by the way, if some of you all aren't sure that you binge, you're not sure what a binge exactly is, you can absolutely apply any of this stuff to overeating. But what we do say with binging, and kind of the way that we define binging around here, and it's also described in the Trusting Your Body course, is kind of some common characteristics of a binge can be some of these things. Doesn't have to be all of these things. A large amount of food in a small amount of time. Often it's done in secret, and often there is a lot of shame attached to it. And shame and judgment. And so, kind of what I described last month was how, because we have so much shame around our binging, that leads us to restrict again. Because, like, oh, if we were bad for eating a bunch of food, then we must be good for not eating a bunch of food. But then we're restricting, and our brain freaks out and says, oh my gosh, we're starving again. And so we see how the binge restrict cycle just continues around and around and around. It's a fascinating thing, but it helps us make so much sense of what's happening. And so if we can kind of stick a cog in the wheel of this cycle, then we can really understand what's happening and really reduce our binges over time. So Kara says secret and judgment is definitely a thing for me. Yes. So, if we're judging ourselves, if we're eating and then we're judging ourselves for eating, it's just going to lead to more eating, right? And so that's a lot of times how binges happen, and how the large amount of food happens, is that it just starts with a regular old overeat. A lot of times I talk about my binges, a lot of times are either I eat a few extra bites at lunch, because a lot of time my binges happen in the middle of the afternoon. I might have a few extra bites at lunch, or just kind of overeat just a little bit at lunch, and I'm like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have had those extra bites, and you know, I should have this figured out by now. And now I feel all crappy and overfull, and I got to go in and coach people on overeating all day, and I overate and I suck and blah, 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 blah. And that feels so shitty, and I don't want to feel shitty. And so I eat more and rinse and repeat over and over again. And so it's this like adding judgment on top of judgment on top of judgment. We're looking for relief from all of that judgment. And so we just keep eating. And so that's where we want to remind ourselves that these urges to eat are actually ways for us to try to feel better. They're actually ways for us to try to give ourselves, we're trying to give ourselves relief from all the shame and judgment. And so if we kind of take the temperature down on the shame and judgment, we're not going to have as many urges to eat. If we can just stop at the overeat at lunch and I can say, okay, I just had a couple of extra bites and it was good and I'm going to be okay. I'm human. I'm normal. Then the compassion and the kindness when we choose to however much we eat is always the key. Okay. So, what do we call it if I'm chronically snacking after a meal? That just sounds like an overeating habit. I think it's Aisha. That just sounds like a habit of overeating. And, you know, it doesn't sound like you're hungry because it's after a meal. And so it's just a habit. And, you know, you can practice at any point, say, you know, asking yourself, okay, not really hungry. What is it I really need right now? Or is it just a habit? And it's something that I just need to practice doing something new right now. Practice telling myself no right now. Okay. All right. Let me get to these three types of restrictions, and then we'll get to you, Becky, if you're able to get on. So I think you had something going on with your camera. All right. Let's first talk about physical restriction. Is the first type of restriction, and this is the one that I kind of was just talking about. Physical restriction is basically we don't give ourselves permission to have the foods that we really want. And so then we end up binging on them, right? And so this is a lot of times why we binge on sweet things, or we binge on, things that we're not giving ourselves permission to have. And so that's why we talk so much about the doable plan, the doable 24-hour plan, and really giving yourself permission to have the foods that you want. Because I will tell you, Coach Christy can tell you that we can lose weight and keep it off eating the foods that we love. And that includes ice cream, that includes, you know, French fries, that includes, you know, all the things. But we have to start somewhere, and we start with practicing giving ourselves permission to have those. And I call it the power of permission, because permission is not just writing it on the plan, but it's also telling ourselves that it's okay for us to eat them. And so, oh, Lucky Charms. Love that example, Christy. Yes. There was probably a time when Coach Christy didn't think she could have Lucky Charms and lose weight and keep it off. Right? I mean, for so long for me, it was like a sandwich. It was like a bun with my hamburger. I was kind of in the, you know, carbs are bad camp there for a while. So yeah, but we just got to start with giving ourselves permission. But again, permission also involves not judging what we're eating. And that is actually an amazing segue into the second type of restriction that we do. It's called mental restriction. And I was a little bit confused about this at first because I was kind of overthinking like the term mental restriction. But basically what it means is that we judge the hell out of our food. We judge our food. And so it's kind of like mentally restricting ourselves from that permission to have whatever it is that we want. So don't overthink the term. I don't know, it may not even be an issue for you, but it took me a little while to kind of get that, where it's like, we're really not giving ourselves like, and sometimes we put it on the plan, but we're like, okay, well, Corinne and the coaches told me to put it on the plan, but I'm not supposed to eat this. This is bad for me. I think that I hear a lot of it, we call it, you know how we call food? This is something that just kind of bugs me a little bit that I just kind of think about. Why we call some food junk food. I mean, it's just a term we have in our world, but I think it may not be helpful for a lot of us to call it that because it's like this, well, if I'm eating junk food, then I'm junk. But food is just food. Food is what I like to say is a collection of ingredients. A potato chip is potatoes, oil, and salt. It's pretty amazing that potato chips is there are literally like three ingredients. Every single food, an Oreo and an apple, is a collection of ingredients. An apple is just, an apple is. Apple is the ingredient, but it's all just a collection of ingredients and it can all be okay. But again, when we get into that mental restriction, it's guilt around what we're eating, it's judgment of food, like calling it kind of junk food or calling it, calling it good and bad food. Another thing that can fall under mental restriction is, well, I only get to eat this if I'm good. Or I'll reward myself with this food. Well, that implies that you shouldn't have it any other time, but when you're good. That can lead to some trouble down the line. And just, I mean, think about the should and shouldn'ts that we sometimes hear with our food. Oh, I shouldn't have that. I shouldn't eat anymore. Y'all know that actually overeating, eating past enough, is actually okay. Christy, I remember you, Christy. Christy plans to overeat at Thanksgiving, do you not? I know you do. Yep. She gives herself full permission to overeat on Thanksgiving, to eat past enough on Thanksgiving, and she is a no BS coach. So it's not bad. It's just a choice. It's just a choice. Okay, and the last type of restriction that can lead to binging. So we've got number one is physical, and that's just again where we, oh, I missed one on physical. Physical is again where we don't give ourselves permission, but also where we just don't eat enough. Any of y'all been on diets where you did not eat enough? Y'all, the last diet I went on, I don't know. I probably did Weight Watchers a few more times before I found no BS. But I was on this diet where I was doing these shakes and like these, sensible dinners. And it wasn't like Slim Fast, but it was something else. Y'all, I remember, I swear I was in this parking garage. It's like it happened yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. This cannot be right. This cannot be, the way that it's supposed to be. So yeah, under eating. I mean, that is a, first class ticket to binging if we're actually not fueling our bodies appropriately and not giving our bodies enough food, because immediately your body's going to say, okay, we're not getting enough food. Our life is in danger. Cue the urges to binge because we got to make up for this now. Okay. So that's another part of physical. Then we got the mental, which is judging our food, good and bad foods. I shouldn't be eating this, not giving ourselves permission to have what we want. And the last type of restriction is mental restriction. And this is what we talk a lot about inside of No BS, about we're basically covering up our emotions with food or trying to push down our emotions with food. We're restricting ourselves from feeling our emotions. And really having that full human emotional experience of the sad and the happy, the pain and the joy, and loneliness and fear and all the emotions we're trying to cover up and push down with food. And so that is emotional restricting. So we call it, numbing, distracting, suppressing, denying, overriding, minimizing, rerouting. So many words for emotional restriction. Okay, so three types of restriction. And but I just thought that was a really kind of covers the gamut of how we can restrict in our lives and how that can lead to a binge. So y'all let me know in the Q&A if you have any questions about that. There's one thing in the Q&A, and I will answer it, and then we will get to you, Becky, and see if we can get your camera going and all that. Marianne says, I'm getting comfortable adding whatever I want without feeling like I shouldn't be eating this. My challenge is getting honest about not being hungry when I'm eating for some other reason, still finding it just easier to F it than to pause and dig into what's really going on. So I eat off plan. What should my next step be? Okay. So it's time to really, so you know what's going on, Marianne. This is like such a win and just such an amazing, you know, you're doing amazing already, where you know what's going on, right? You know that you're not hungry and you know that you're eating for some other reason. And you're kind of, you know, thinking about asking the question, you know, like, oh, we say kind of, you know, what do I really need right now? Or what's really going on here? But maybe it doesn't feel safe to ask yourself that quite yet. And that's okay, Marianne. Just acknowledging that, okay, what's happening is I'm just choosing to eat instead of checking in with myself a little bit. I wonder why. This is where what your next steps could be. Why am I a little resistant to asking myself what's going on? You could even post it, Marianne, if you wanted to post in the chat, just, you know, any thoughts on it. But this is some journaling you can do too, where it's like, first off, it's just normalizing. It's so normal, right? When we've just been eating, when we get a whiff of a feeling and it's like, nope, I'm eating. Of course, we're not going to be like, oh, all of a sudden, oh, here's the feeling. Let me sit down and get curious about it and ask myself what I really need and all these things. No, that's scary. That's doing something new and different. And so first off, let's just normalize the fear and normalize. Yeah. Like, I'm getting there, but right now it feels a little scary. Why? What do I think might happen? What do I think might happen if I pause on, just take a pause on the eating and kind of just sit with myself for a minute? What is the worst that could happen? And this is where you can implement the pause plus permission process, where that can really kind of build some safety with yourself, where it's like, okay, we're just going to take a pause of like 30 seconds or a minute to kind of see if maybe we could feel this feeling for a minute. Let's say it's loneliness, Marianne, something like that. Like, you don't want to feel lonely, and so you eat. What can loneliness feel for like 30 seconds? And then the pause plus permission process is like, I'm going to take a pause and just put some space in between the urge and my decision to eat. I'm going to put this 30 seconds in there, see if loneliness could be tolerable, like that I might be able to survive a little bit of loneliness. But then if I want to eat after that, I absolutely can. Because your brain is so scared that you're just going to sit and like wallow in loneliness all night. That's what your brain is scared of. And so this pause plus permission just helps you kind of build a little bit of safety, a little bit of like, oh, I survived 30 seconds of loneliness. I still ate, and that's okay. Because I'm building a new habit here. I'm not ever going to be perfect at it. But I survived 30 seconds. Maybe I could try a minute next time. I can still eat after I want to. This is how we unwind our overeating and our binging over time. This is not a, it's fixed tomorrow process. And it's not supposed to be. This is stuff we've been doing for years and years and years. Okay? So practice some patience and some compassion for yourself, but practice and keep going. Okay? So that's what I've got for you there. All right, Becky. Let's see if we can get you on here. It's just like a big old experiment. We're going to see what happens. And I may just get in the chat if, I mean, y'all raise your hand. I'm here for you. There you
Hey,
are.
or, yeah, it was you having to bring me up.
Okay. Let me get you beside me. There we are. Okay.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in a minute. You look great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was thinking about it. I am really trying to like wash my hair like only because my hair's gotten so long. We'll like wash it like every second day, like not every other day, but like 2 days. This is day two, y'all. I think I'm doing, at least on Zoom, I think I'm doing pretty
I
good.
do the same thing. I've not been a long-haired person my whole life and a couple of days, but definitely on day three is in a ponytail for sure.
Well, yeah, like, well, and I'm getting to know all the dry shampoos and which one works and, all that kind of, it's just a, like,
On.
again, just a big old game, big old, just something I'm having fun with. So anyway, all right, what can I do for you? What you need
All
help
right.
with?
So I've never really thought of myself as a binger, but I have noticed in the last few months that there are occasions when I binge. It's not like a normal, it's not a regular habit for me, but it's an occasional thing. And it all ties into a couple of different things. First of all, I want to say I live in a legal state. Okay.
Yes.
And Corinne addressed this recently in a call, and she said, well, Chris says he just says it doesn't happen. And I'm like, oh, well, good for Chris, but that's not my life. And you're
Well,
shaking your head like you know what I'm talking about.
yes.
I can explain a little bit. I live in a legal marijuana state. I use marijuana as a sleeping aid. It works great for me. But I get munchies really bad. So if I smoke for something other than sleep, pleasure, enjoyment, whatever, it's a real thing for me. And I've been trying to figure out strategies around that, and I haven't been successful yet. But I noticed, okay, so that's part of what this is about. Because I noticed that my binges, I mean, obviously the easy answer is just don't do that. That's the easy
Well,
answer.
I mean, ultimately, but there's a few things in between that we can talk about, but go ahead.
But what I noticed yesterday, and it's really been bothering me since yesterday, is I did a lot of work the last couple of weeks on myself, the seminar, really trying to pay attention and do the work and do all the things and apply everything that I've learned in the embarrassingly long time I've been in this program with not the success that I wish to have. But I've really been working at it. So
With just a
everything.
little bit of judgment in there, but we'll,
Maybe a fair amount. I mean,
a
that's
little bit.
definitely judgment. I feel like I should be doing more than I've been doing, and it's all me. It's 100% me and my choices and what I'm doing. So I take full ownership for it. But back to the situation at hand. Last night, home alone, participated in my favorite pastime a little earlier than I am trying to. So one of my protocols that I promised myself for January was I would only smoke right before I go to bed. And I allow myself one dark Dove square. And then I go to sleep. That's my plan. Okay. But sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes I smoke a little earlier, and that's the problem. So here we go. I noticed last night that I binged not on things that I had planned. Like I had planned chocolate, I had planned nuts, because I plan those things for my snacks. But last night, I could not stop myself. I tried really hard. I'm like, no, And then, so I got up to go get a snack because I was hungry, obviously. And I
But
said, okay,
wait.
wait.
You were hungry,
After I'd smoked.
physically
Because,
hungry, or
well,
you
I
had
don't know.
munchies?
I have the munchies. So I don't know. That feels really real.
I
That's
mean,
really real for me.
what does it feel like in your body physically? Does it feel like
anxiety and hunger?
What? Give me specific physical sensations of hunger.
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a really good point. That's a really, really good point.
Yeah, the munchies, maybe. I mean, you know, I'm not an expert on this, but I mean, you know,
I know
science. You know, we know there's, but it's like, am I really physically hungry, or do I just have an urge to eat?
Well, that is a legit question that I try very hard to ask myself every single time.
Yeah.
And I love this pause and permission that you just said.
Yeah.
That is actually what I did last night. I paused. I'm like, okay, now wait, don't go in there and go all crazy on whatever's in the closet. So what I did do was I went into the kitchen, and instead of grabbing the bag of M&Ms that are in the closet, I grabbed just a small handful because I figured that was both chocolate and nuts. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I also...
it is a collection of ingredients, like I said.
It is exactly what was on my plan, chocolate and nuts.
Okay, give you that.
And then I also grabbed a small, because I try to buy the just a handful pouches at Trader Joe's. So I grabbed a small bag of those because I thought, okay, I'm not giving myself free will. I'm just going to grab small amounts, take them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
But they didn't, it wasn't enough.
Okay. Well, I mean, you just had an urge for more.
So you think that's all this is that it's a big, giant, holy moly, scary urge, and I should work on the urge side?
I really feel
like I can't do anything else but give into it.
Okay. I have a little challenge for you, and I want you to like do this and like post in the Facebook group or post and ask coaches and, you know, to my attention or whatever, because I want you to continue. First off, amazing wins already, right? We got to celebrate when we are binging better, when we give ourselves a pause, when we eat less than we usually do, when we, you know, all these things, right? Amazing, amazing wins there. And let's keep kind of leveling up. And so what I want you to do is to continue this pause plus permission process. And during the pause, I want you to come up with some straight up real hunger signals, if you have any, during these munchies.
Well, one of them that I know happens when I'm hungry and also happens when I have the munchies is my mouth waters.
Okay.
You know, so that's one of the things is my mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel empty in my belly. I have the rumbly tumbly, as Winnie the Pooh would say.
Okay, let's kind of get to some data here. When was the last time you ate? Has it been 3 to 4 hours since your last meal?
Let me think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ate kind of late last night, so it was probably only about an hour and a half, maybe two.
Okay,
so that's, and I overate at dinner. I did overeat.
So that's
bite. And I so I know I so clearly I probably wasn't hungry because I did overeat at dinner.
No. And again, this is like, I am not an expert on the munchies and the biological, whatever happens, you know, but it's just like seeing it as an urge. And I'll even give you, it's a pretty strong urge.
It's really, really bad.
But here's the thing, the way that we describe things, the way that we talk about things is so important. And I'm so glad this is recorded, because the beginning of your question, the way that you describe the munchies is like this thing that there is no way that you could ever overcome.
It feels that way. I'm sure that's not true, but that's what it feels like.
And so, okay, you know, that's what it feels like now, but could you practice changing your story around the munchies? And that was what Corinne was going with when she was talking about Chris. Chris has a different story about the munchies.
I don't have Chris's story.
Yeah, what do you think his story might be?
They just don't exist for me. I just don't. It basically says it's not real. I'm not actually hungry. Moving on.
Yeah. It could be like, or it could just be like, oh, this is just the munchies, but I'm not eating right now. Like, I know I'm not hungry. So this is just the munchies.
I keep working on that thought. I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm losing the battle. I'm not winning that battle.
Well,
I'm not winning on that.
Seeing it as a battle may be part of the problem too. Let's not fight with our urges. Let's welcome them in and say, hey, okay, it's just an urge. This is the munchies. Like, this is I'm having an urge to eat after I smoke weed. But I mean, you know, if I told you I was going to like kidnap your kids or something, unless and if you eat, I'm gonna, or if you don't eat, I'm gonna give you $10,000. I bet you could not eat.
Yeah, I probably could. You're right.
It's
I
not this
probably
like,
could. You're probably.
physically impossible thing for you to do. And so it's really just right now, just kind of opening up your story, like. I'm open to the possibility. That could be kind of the beginning of your thought that you're probably. I'm open to the possibility that I could, I could, and maybe even I could eat less right now.
Well, I did that last night. I did eat less than I normally do, so I was pretty happy about that. I was. I even said, "Oh, well, you did pretty well with that. It wasn't exactly how you wanted it to go, but you didn't like eat the entire." Well, actually, that's not true. When I went back, I did eat the rest of the M&Ms. There was a lot in the bag, but
But still, you're already doing something different. You're already eating less. That tells me you could probably eat less, especially if you're not hungry.
or just sit with it.
Or just, this is just me. This is just me. You know, this is, I mean, again, let's say, I mean, let's call it's a thing. But like, that doesn't mean you have to eat. You're not gonna die. You're not hungry. I mean, and you do this. This is the other thing, is reminding yourself why you do this. You do this to sleep better.
Right.
Let's get my ass in. Oh, like, you probably don't want to smoke, in bed, but let's make it the smallest amount of time you can between smoking and getting your butt in the bed. Because if your butt's in the bed, you're not eating.
That's my protocol, but I don't always follow that rule.
Well, keep practicing, right? I mean, again, because you're making these choices, you got to take responsibility for these choices,
Yes.
right?
I
And
guess
not
my
to shame
purpose.
yourself, but
Yeah.
to really remind yourself that, okay, I mean, you know one person, Chris Crabtree, who, I mean, we know, but I mean, we've done a lot of coaching on this. There's questions and ask coaches every once in a while, and but it all I what I've seen, because I remember an ask coaches question I answered a few weeks ago, and it was like, the munchies are real. And
They are real.
I'm like, well, hey, well, hold on, that's your biggest problem right there. You're telling yourself that they're impossible to. You got to stop saying that, Becky.
That's true. I
You
need
got
to
to stop,
stop saying
because when
that.
you say
I'm trying to
it,
look for other things I can say to myself, like, yep, that's what these are. Identify them. This is not really hungry because you just ate dinner. Go do something else and see how you feel.
And like that just
Distract,
helps
distract,
to kind
distract.
of, because again, you gotta work on changing your story around it. And that's not necessarily like, denying these urges, it's not denying these urges or fighting with these urges, but it's really seeing them as just urges because you're not hungry.
Right.
But also, like I said, get curious about your bodily sensations.
That's really good advice.
And like, I think it's, we could kind of just call it like faux hunger.
Faux
And
hunger. This isn't real hunger. This is faux hunger. I
this is
like that.
faux. I like to
It's
use
not
like a
real.
French word any chance I can. Be real fancy.
Sounds fancy.
Just sound fancy. All right. So
Right. Thanks, you guys.
oh,
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
all right, but Christy said funger.
Hunger.
Funger. Don't know what.
Gotta watch how you say that one.
All right. Don't know about that one. All
Thanks, you guys.
right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Let's see. There we go. All right. Now see Carrie up here. All right. Ooh, Michelle. While Carrie's coming up, Michelle wants to help Becky with maybe some strains of marijuana that may be able to help her. So y'all hook up in the chat, maybe, Becky, if y'all hook up and help each other, go for it. Love it. All right, Carrie, let me
Hi,
add you
Coach
next to me. There you
Betsy.
go. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks
Good.
for being here.
Sure. Go ahead. What's up?
I've been a member of NoBS for almost 2 years, and there was only one period of time where I lost weight, and it was when I was out of country, and we really only could eat like 2 meals a day, and I was walking like 17,000 steps, and I got like 7 or 8 pounds off, and then
Is
it came
that
back.
how you want to lose your weight? I mean,
No.
and basically live the rest of your life? I'm assuming the answer is no.
Right.
Okay.
So back in September, I really focused on trying to wait for hunger. That was like the focus of the month. And it went well, but the scale didn't really budge. And then, like since then, it just kind of spiraled a little bit, and I've been gaining weight, and I've been trying to work with like just slowing down and having grace with the overeats and the binges, and I don't know, like I've been working on like doing the planning, doing the assessing, trying to do a little journaling, trying to do the grace and compassion, trying to learn to talk to myself better through the overeating, and
Yeah, where are the
I
tears
don't
coming
know.
from? What are the tears from?
I think just wondering if this will ever work for me, like feeling like, do I believe that I can
Yes.
do this
Yeah, that's
or
what's
that,
going
yeah.
on. Yeah. And I think I'm just so proud of you for, getting on here and talking about it and getting, vulnerable, because that's where we've got to start, is to meet ourselves where we are. It's just like, I'm just, I practiced the things for a while and I really thought that that was gonna, give me some results, and it didn't. And so I'm like, I'm just not sure that this is gonna work for me. You're like really disappointed, it sounds like. Yeah.
So I've been trying to just work on each day, like slowing down and having some grace with myself, and just trying to focus on the little wins each day and waiting for hunger. And I feel like I've been a little bit afraid of like fully waiting for hunger since September. It's like I know that I had like a black and white with it, like, because I went almost 2 full weeks and I didn't eat without waiting for hunger, and I did so good, but then nothing changed, you know? So then it was like, oh. But I want to get back to that, because I know I'm not ready to like tackle the waiting, the stopping at enough. I want to focus on the waiting for hunger first. But in my like habit.
Oh, we lost her. Oh, she'll come back here in a minute. Okay. There's all this the there's all the smoking in the chat, all the smoking chat in the chat. Hopefully she'll come back. Come back and raise your hand, Carrie. But let me just kind of talk to you. Well, here you come. Okay, there you are. Looks like maybe your internet just kind of, let's see. There we go. Okay, are you back? Then you need to, unmute. Let me end.
Okay, there I am.
Okay. You're back.
Thank you. So with my habit tracking, I'm trying to figure out like how to break it down by steps to make it so it's not like all black and white, like
Yes.
so.
Okay. So this is just, first off, so very common, right? Where just so normal to just want this, right? To just want this and want to, that what you've been doing, want want to believe that what you've been doing is enough to lose weight. But it just wasn't, right? It just was, you know, you were getting there, right? You were closer, but it just wasn't quite enough. And so the key to kind of where you are, which is practicing, you know, continuing to practice, is that, you know, kind of what got you, what really got you was that you were really just focusing on that number on the scale as the, as the only form of success. Right. And what we know is that, you know, I mean, if I could give that, you know, if I could just give y'all a little bit of weight loss every week, I would do it, you know, but that's not going to happen. Even if we're doing everything we need to do to lose weight, we're not going to lose weight every week. And then, but during the time when we're kind of building the habits and we're just not doing quite enough yet, like you said, you're kind of working on the hunger side, but the enough side, you know, you're just, you know, you're not there yet where it's going to, it's just like, okay, what's, you know, we got to focus on some other wins outside of the scale. If, you know, this is, if you want to keep going and keep building up and keep getting to that place where weight loss is happening, we got to celebrate the other successes on the way there. Cause that's the only way to get there. So,
and I'm finding those each day, like I'm finding like I'm talking to myself better, or I was able to move more. I signed up for a boot camp class, or like I've left some bites behind, or I made a healthier choice. Like I am celebrating many of those wins every day.
Yes. And that's how you keep going to get to, because like when you're celebrating those little wins, look at me, that's why we have on any form of our planner page, there is something about, you know, a win, right? And that is by design, because that's how the brain works. The brain has to be able to celebrate something and find some kind of win to want to keep going the next day. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to, it just can't be that number on the scale.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not humanly possible. So we got to focus on these other things. And that's, you know, that's the purpose of the habit tracker. That's the purpose of those questions on the planner. And it's like, okay, if I really celebrate, you know, like going to that boot camp class today, or following my plan today, or just making a plan today, you know, or waiting a little bit longer to eat, you know, I mean, just the smallest of the wins, we got to find them.
And like there's part of me that wants to try to go back to what I did in September, where I was really honed in on waiting for hunger. But I know there's a part of me that's kind of afraid to do that, because like when that didn't work on the scale, then it was like, then
well,
I
hold on a minute though. Where were you on the enough side back then? Were you eating to enough back then?
Sometimes, but not every time. No.
So the thing is that it's interesting, right? How you're blaming the hunger side.
Yeah. I was thinking that if I at least waited for hunger, that would equate to weight loss. You're right.
You were just mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. You weren't, you know, but it was probably like, you know, the number one reason that y'all are not losing weight is because you are still overeating. And it may just be a few bites at meals, but the good news is that like you are on the edge. You are so close.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not, you know, gaining a lot of weight, if you're maintaining, I mean, people who say they're playing.
Well, gaining since September.
So. Well, but I'm talking about in September. Were you kind of staying around the same?
Yes.
Okay. That means you were like on the precipice. And so it was a matter of staying with where you were with the hunger, probably. And then just eating a little bit less on the enough side.
So if I want to try to make the scale move in the other direction, what?
Well, you got to move through maintaining first.
Okay.
For you, I, you know, And this is for a lot of us. We gotta just like you, because I mean, you've got some fear going on. You got some fear of being hungry. You got some fear of not succeeding. We gotta take some time with this to build safety with ourselves.
Yeah.
And so let's just move on in. Let's see if maybe we can just get to where you were maintaining again, like you were in September, you know, just staying around the same.
Yeah.
And so it could be that you just focus right now on the hunger side, because that was part of your maintaining your weight back then.
Yeah.
Right. We gotta like hear ourselves and say, okay, is that really true? Because I mean, you were, you know, like you were blaming the, well, must not be, you know, waiting for hunger. That it's like, no, you, that helped you maintain. And then the enough side is what's going to help you lose. And it's probably not like, it's not an overhaul of your food. It's not eating way less. It's probably just a few bites here and there.
So when I try to like track it, like waiting for hunger, like I thought about like, because doing it like in the whole day, like, did I wait for hunger the entire day? That feels harder. I know some people have done like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, you can track those, like the individual meals. If you want to, I was actually helping somebody about that in that on that in Ask Coaches the other day, where if you really want to, you know, you can take the habit tracker and just scratch out whatever the it says up at the top, right? And you can track individual meals on your hunger, so that you can get in some wins.
I just don't want it to be like a black and white like it was in September. I just have to know that.
Are you there?
Okay. 80% is
It might be good for you to, I mean, it might be good for you to review those phases of change. You know, that phases of change lesson, I swear that's probably good once a week to remind us. And, you know, just to remind us, to get us, you know, kind of take us down from that black and white thinking, that perfectionist thinking, into human thinking.
Okay.
That's what so many of us, you know, that can just be the, that could be, you know, what you really need to do right now. So I think you know what to do. You know, you're just kind of getting back to, you know, just the hunger side, and then getting back to kind of maintaining, and then you can just, oh, and Christy put the phases of change in the chat. And then, yeah, it's just a few bites here and there on the enough side. But for you, all right. I want you to continue, the key for you, celebrating your wins, giving yourself grace, like you said, when you're scared. I mean, this, and, you know, we talk a lot about this in trusting your body, you know, really taking care of yourself when you're scared, right? Okay, this is just when I'm scared that I might get too hungry, or that, you know, I'm going to mess up, or I'm not going to be perfect. Really taking care of yourself throughout this process.
Okay.
Just letting it take some time to build safety with yourself. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. I think your call helped a lot of people. And because I know you are not alone in this. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want you to keep going, okay? And keep reaching out. Ask Coaches is always there, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. Anything else before we get out of here? Yes, not gaining, y'all, can be progress. Not gaining is progress. Not gaining is progress over gaining. And so, yeah, I see so many members in Ask Coaches and you know, Facebook talking about, I'm playing around with the same 5 pounds, But it's like you're not celebrating that. You're not seeing that as progress over gaining. So, yeah, like what are some wins? Yeah, even bouncing around the same 5 pounds, that means you're not gaining. So where can you like find a win? I'm so big on wins. I think I went off on this on my last binge call. But like, y'all, if you cannot find a win in a day, if you cannot find, you know, something to put on that question on the planner about a win, or did I do something better than yesterday? Or if you can't find a win, y'all tag me, y'all ask me and ask coach. I mean, but anybody, any coach can help you. But I like to say I am the win. I am the Yoda of wins. I'm still in no BS. Number one is always number one. Christy and I are like, we're in sync tonight. I'm still in no BS is like, I mean, if you can find no other win, if you're here, that's your win. Yeah, y'all put in some, I came to this call. Yeah. What are some wins for today? Y'all put them in the chat. I waited for hunger at breakfast and lunch today. Carrie, awesome, right? Like, that's not this, like, I waited for hunger at every meal. So, like, I didn't wait for hunger at every meal, so I can't celebrate that I waited for hunger at breakfast and lunch. Right? It's like, wrong. We got to celebrate every fucking win we can find. Threw away some cookies. Threw away some food. Always a win. Ate all the meals seated at the table. Oh my gosh. If you ate one meal sitting at the table, it would be a win. Work through an urge. Do a successful urge worksheet on that, Amy. Let's like mine for gold what worked for you with being able to allow that urge. Anytime you make a plan, assess it. Get some water in, get some sleep in. They're having a blizzard. And for once, she didn't eat everything that was nailed down. Y'all know how it goes with the blizzards. I remember somebody said, time for some milk sandwiches. Because it's always the bread and the milk is always gone, you know, from the grocery store. I was like, milk sandwiches. Yeah. So you're doing something different. You're doing something different. Only tasted a bite of a product at work. Let's see. Took my medicine. Great win you can get in every day. Stuck to my plan. Put my fork down between bites. Y'all, I could sit here all night. Drank 8 ounces of water before I ate. I would love for somebody to start a post in Facebook. Here's my wins for today. Y'all, we need to share. We need to get some, maybe sometimes we just need to get some ideas out. I mean, because we know what happens, right? It's just that the gears have kind of locked up a little bit in our mind. Shame will do that. Shame is like the rust. Shame is like the rust in the gears of the wind-finding machine in our brain. So we need to oil up some gears here. And that's what we can do. So I would love for someone to start a post in Facebook and just be like, hey, what were your wins for today? Or what did you do better than yesterday? Sometimes that question kind of trips people up. But don't overthink it. All it's asking is just for a win. Okay? All right, y'all. It is 6 o'clock. Karen. Okay, Karen Brent does wins. That's right. Karen does it. But post in there and look in there. I forgot about Karen. Somebody was just talking about her post today. Somebody on the team. So yeah. So we don't even need to start a new one. Just look for Karen's post. And there's a reason she does it. And there's a reason she's been successful. Because she does celebrate her wins too. All right, y'all. Thank you, Coach Christy. I saw you in there. You were awesome. Everybody, when your head hits the pillow tonight, think about one win and maybe you'll sleep a little bit better. Y'all, I got a new mattress this weekend. Oh my gosh. And it like, I mean, I can sit up, I can put my feet up. I mean, it is fancy. It is fancy. So I'm looking towards some better sleep myself here in the future. But yeah, we had to adult the other week last week and buy a new mattress. So, all right, guys. Love y'all so much. This was just so good, so much fun. I will be here for you every month to just work on binging, normalizing your binging, normalizing your urges to binge. We're talking about binging. We're not gonna hide in the shadows, in the shame. We're not gonna hide on the shame train or in our shame shawl. We're gonna get out here and talk about this and really, really unwind it. Okay. I will see you all next month. I'm always an Ask Coaches if you have any questions about binging, and y'all have a great night. Okay. I know there's some sort of football game on tonight. So if any of y'all are football fans, there's no SEC teams playing, so I'm not interested. But y'all enjoy the football. All right, guys. See you. Bye.